So the scripture today in the lectionary, by the way, this is what the stained glass window booklets look like that are out there. It was just in the wrong spot for me. Is from Genesis, the 12th chapter, the call of Abram and Sarai, who later become known as Abraham and Sarah. Interesting, the story right before this is the story of the Tower of Babel. I just love it when Spirit does things like that. Anyway, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of earth shall be blessed. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open to us this day your word. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, the steps of our feet, and the joy of our celebration open our lives to you, that we may take in your word and live it out. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this story of God's call to Abram and Sarai is the beginning of the story of the people of Israel. Abram and Sarai were nomadic shepherds when God invited them to leave the only place they had ever known, to enter a wilderness and journey to a new land, a land that God would give them, where they would become the father and mother of God's chosen people. It was a big ask on God's part. As far as we know, they were perfectly satisfied with their life as it was. We know that they were prosperous. They had large herds. They had many servants. Yet they heard in God's invitation something that drew them forward, causing them to dare and risk in order to receive God's promise. Not that their path forward from that point was always a smooth one. If you read forward in Genesis, you'll find that they make a bunch of mistakes along the way, often with some pretty disastrous results. But God never gave up on them, and in the end, they didn't give up on God. And so God's promise is fulfilled. They do enter a new land. They do finally have a child together. And that son, Isaac, in turn has 12 sons who become the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, a mighty nation indeed. Or grandfather of those fans. Anyway, as we have been thinking about today, 150 years after the first worship service of our congregation, I think that our church's ancestors have a lot in common with our spiritual ancestors, Abram and Sarai. They too heard God's call to settle in a new place. In a sense, they too had been nomadic. There were about 50 families who had left their native land in Bavaria, Germany, come to San Francisco, and then from there began to explore California, looking for a place to call home, a piece of earth where they could plant their vineyards and build a future. Their search led them here, eventually, where for $2 an acre, they bought their land and planted their vines and began to build a city that would later be, that what they would call Anaheim. Anaheim means Heim from German for home, and Anna because it was along the Santa Ana River, Anaheim. But in spite of the inviting name, this was a hard place to carve out a life. There was nothing here. It took 2 days, full days, to travel to LA. And 24 years after they planted their vineyards, a disease killed all the vines. Yet they had a sense of call to this place and a desire to serve God as best they could. And so, like Abram and Sarai, they set out to birth a new people of God. In 1870, 24 community members petitioned the Presbyterian Church for a pastor. They didn't ask the Presbyterians to come and start a church in Anaheim. They were already doing that. They didn't need the church to do that. What they needed was somebody to come and help them to develop this church. They needed a pastor. And on May 6, 1870, the Presbyterian regional representative joined them in their first official service of worship, and two Sundays later, they invited the Reverend L.P. Weber to become their first pastor. Our wilderness wonder for this second Sunday in Lent is earth, and it seemed very appropriate to their story as well as ours, for they had walked the earth following God's leading until they found a home here on the banks of the Santa Ana River, where they partnered with the earth to create a new life. They tilled and worked the land, and when their crops were ruined, they did not abandon the place, but instead found new crops that would prosper here, walnuts and citrus, in this rich but desert land. Today, 150 years later, we too continue to call Anaheim our home. Not all of us live within the city bounds, but we gather here as a spiritual family of faith, a community that is still seeking to follow where God leads and to be the people of God in this corner of the earth. There have been challenging times for us as well, times when our crops that we planted no longer thrive, and we must adapt to new times and new challenges. But through it all, we share a glimpse of God that was shared to Abram and Sarai, that God will bless us. And we have been richly blessed, haven't we? 150 years of blessings. And as God's blessed, we in turn are called to bless others. That is what we are about. It has been since 1870, and it will be as we move forward. It is about, that's the way God works things. God blesses us so that we in turn can bless others, led by God to this place on earth that we call home and where we can serve. So as we continue our service, we're going to remind ourselves of our heritage and our call by walking a bit of this earth together, literally. We're going to walk to a couple of locations on campus. As I said, no stairs, close by. And on each stop, we will remember the blessings we have received from God and the blessings we are called to offer in response. We have already reflected on one of the blessings, which is the sanctuary. But there's one more aspect in our sanctuary we want to explore today. So I invite you now to get ready to move and get going. Get up. Come to the center aisle. About every fourth pew, there is a carving on the end of the sanctuary pews. And just come to one of those and gather around that. So you get up and start moving. I'm serious, you're going to be moving today. I'm not kidding you. And I'm going to ask Alan to come forward and give us a little bit of history. There it is, right here.
Okay, the woodwork in the church was designed by Howard Congdon, the pastor at the time, and his wife. And it's all hand-carved. It's unique to this church. So there's no other church just like this anywhere. And the carvings are not just decorative. They all have meaning. So as we look at the pews, you know, we'll take a look at that. You see the three circles right here are called the trifoil. It's a representative of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And then, above the trifoil is a grapevine to remind us of the words of Jesus in John 15:5. I am the vine and you are the branches.
Thank you, Alan. This is a pro hint for you all. In your order of service is history moment insert. So anything that Alan is saying about the history is printed in there so that you can read along if you have. Because when we get outside, we won't have microphones, and that will help you to be able to understand what we're saying. In the meantime, Jim, would you read us the rest of that John 15 passage?
From John 15:1-5. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing.
Thank you. Abram and Sarai didn't just head into the wilderness willy-nilly on a whim. They went with God, and they went with each other, and they went with some family members. So we too are not called to journey alone. We are called together to abide with Christ, to be joined together, to become one vine, one united community, to join in the dance of the triune God who is three and yet still one. So as we prepare to leave the sanctuary on our own little journey this morning, we will leave together and we will travel with God. As a symbol of our willingness to go where we are led and to offer our blessed selves to bless others, on your way out, there will be offering plates. We invite you to drop your attendance cards in the plate to represent your offering yourself to God, and along with that, any financial offerings you have for the ministry. There's an offering plate by the on your way out the doors in the back, and then there's an offering plate as you go up this way. Where we are headed is across the courtyard to the old entrance to the first sanctuary here. Before we go, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God in prayer. Oh, great God, you are the vine, we are the branches. You are the tender, we are the tended. By your power and presence, our lives are blessed and made fruitful. May you empower us to share our blessings with others. Accept now our lives and our offerings, and use them to shine your light from this piece of earth, from the heart of Anaheim. Amen.